Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
like, listen, no food on the table.
No food on the table.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
I know
Jesus.
That he is able.
I know that he is able. Lord.
And you know, I can't find any words to say. You know what I'm saying? Hey, hey.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen and amen. Do you have the joy in your heart right now? Do you feel that peace in your heart? Do you feel that love in your heart? And I'm not talking about the love that you have for your son, or that love that you may have for your daughter, or the love you may have for your husband or your boyfriend or your wife. I'm talking about the love that surpasses all understanding. Do you have that Jesus love within your heart, amen? Do you feel the love of the Almighty on you, amen? And if you do, then you are in the right place, amen? Come on in into the house, amen? We are happy to be able to speak to you on this Sunday morning, amen? God has blessed us. Yet one more time, we are here, amen? Yet one more time, amen? He didn't have to choose us, but he did, amen. And in the midst of it, I shall give him the praise that he so rightfully deserves, amen. If there's somebody right now on this network line that agrees with what I'm saying, well, somebody shout amen on this
amen.
Sunday morning.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right now. All right now. Tell me y'all with me now, okay? All right. That's what I want to hear. Amen. Blessings to you. Amen. I am Pastor D. We are Fuse Memorial Ministerial staff. Amen. And this is the Jubilee Affair. Amen. We are just so grateful to be in your midst on this Sunday morning. Amen. But we're not going to hold up. We're going to get started. Amen. Good brother Tony Spencer is going to come with the opening hymn. Amen. We're going to have our affirmation of faith, our prayer, and then our scripture. Amen. In that order. May God bless you.
Good morning to all the saints of God. It's still good to know that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I am covered by his blood, walking by faith, living by love. I am covered by his blood. Jesus has made me free. I am covered by his blood, walking by faith, living by love. I am covered by his blood. Jesus has made me free. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, he died up on the cross. And I know it was the blood for me. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, he died up on the cross. And I know it was the blood for me. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes as snow. I am covered, covered, covered by his blood. Walking by faith, living by love. I am covered, covered, covered by his blood. Jesus has made me free. Praise the Lord and the blood of Jesus.
Amen. 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 That precious blood. Yes, yes, yes. Amen. We should not have our affirmation of faith by Minister Tremaine Townsend, invocation by Minister Kyle Garrett, and our scripture by Minister Lisa Green.
Amen. Good morning, Fuse. Good morning, Jubilee Affair. Let us unite as we recite our historic confession. And in whom do we believe? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Hallelujah. Let us pray. Holy Lord, everything, dear God, we need, everything we need is found in you. For those of us who've come here feeling broken, we ask that you bring restoration. For those of us who've come here feeling weak, we ask that you provide strength. For those who come here with weeping, Lord, bring them joy. For those of us who come here with doubts, magnificent God, bring faith. For those who come here feeling shame, Lord, bring freedom. For those of us who've come here feeling burdened, God, bring them rest. For those who come here feeling anxious, we ask that you bring peace. Through the mighty, matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Good morning. The Old Testament reading is from the book of Joel, chapter 2, verses 12 through 17. Even now, declares the Lord, Return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity. Who knows? He may turn and relent and leave behind a blessing, grain offerings and drink offerings for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, declare a holy feast, call a sacred assembly, gather the people, consecrate the assembly, bring together the elders, gather the children, those nursing at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber. Let the priests who minister before the Lord weep between the portico and the altar. Let them say, spare your people, Lord. Do not make your inheritance an object of scorn, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? The word of God for his people. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. As we continue on with our service and our announcements, amen, our quarterly conference that we have scheduled for Monday at 6 p.m. has been postponed. Amen. So we will continue to on with our workshop, which will start at 7 p.m. Amen. We all know that the conference call number, we will have our workshop tomorrow at 7 p.m. All are welcome to join in and to be a part of it. So no one is left out. You are all welcome. It's for everyone to join in and to share as we share the knowledge of the Word of God and we all together give God the praise. It's a wonderful experience, and you get to learn stuff that you may not know about the Word. And then none of us know everything about it, but it's a blessing to be able to learn together. Amen. With that being said, we will also have our church conference on Thursday. Amen. It will be Thursday at 7 p.m. This coming Thursday at 7 p.m. Amen. Thursday is the 11th. Amen. So we will be having our church conference on the 11th at 7 p.m. That's our church conference. All right. As we continue on, please continue to take care of yourselves. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Amen. We know that as things begin to lessen as far as the restrictions and the protocols, amen, we're still in the middle of it. Amen. We're not through just yet. So just don't let your guard down. Continue to stay safe, continue to wash your hands, sanitize, wear your mask, stay 6 feet apart if at all possible, amen, and just keep praying for one another, amen. I say it all the time that we need more prayer in this world, amen, so I'm asking that we continue to pray, amen. We're praying for, again, the Minister Linda Larkin, her family, and Brother Isaac Allen, his family, amen. Let's just keep praying for one another, amen. We're praying also for Sister Gloria Hudson and her family, amen. Brother Hakim here and his family, we're praying for you all. Anyone who has lost somebody, or anyone who is family members may be hurt, sick, or we're praying for you, amen. We're praying for you, amen. Just know that God is a healer and God is a deliverer. And I'm here to let you know that he has not failed me yet. Amen. He may have made me wait for a little while. This is for somebody. God has made me wait sometimes. But he has never failed. He's never failed me. And when I think that I'm waiting a long time, that when that blessing comes, it's always at the right moment. So just hold on. God got you. He's going to bless you. It's coming. Amen. Amen. And amen. Brother Tony, do you have another song for us?
God bless each and every one. Just bless the Sunday.
Yes.
Jesus, keep me near the cross that's a precious mountain, free to all a healing stream. Flows from Calvary's mountain, near cross a trembling soul, love and mercy find me there, the bright and morning star sheds his beams around me in the cross. In the cross, be my glory ever till my wretched soul shall find rest beyond the river, near cross, O Lamb of God, bring it seems before me, help me walk from day to day with his shadows over me, near the cross I'll watch and wait, hoping, trusting ever till I reach the golden strain, and it's just beyond the river. In the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever till my wretched soul shall find, and it's just beyond the river. Oh, in the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever till my wretched precious soul shall find rest beyond the river in the cross. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, sir. That's one of my favorite songs. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Bless you, sir. Amen. I present to you Reverend Patricia Johnson.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for all that you have done for me, Lord. Thank you, Reverend Townsend. Thank you, Hashim. Thank you, Fuse family and members. Thank you all that you have done. Thank you. My scripture today is Joel chapter 2, verses 12 to 17, text, contemporary English version. Subject, the Lord's invitation. Let us bow our heads, that the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be accepted in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. The Lord is too late. You can still return to me with all your heart. Stop crying and mourning. Go without eating. Don't rip your clothes to show your sorrow. Instead, turn back to me with broken heart. I am merciful, kind, and caring. I don't easily lose my temper, and I don't like to punish. I am the Lord, your God. Perhaps I will change my mind and treat you with mercy. Then you will be blessed with enough grain and wine for offering sacrifice to me. Sound the trumpet on Zion. Call the people together. Show your sorrow by going without food. Make sure that everyone is fit to worship me. Adults, children, babies, and even bring newlyweds from the festival. Tell my servant, the preacher, to cry inside the temple and to offer this prayer near the altar. Don't let foreign nations make jokes about us. Don't let them laugh and ask, where is your God? Our history is from Arthur Joel. Story was written during Joel's ministry, which was around 835 to 796 B.C. Keep in mind that Joel is the son of Petrel. The book of Joel belongs to the writing in the Bible called the Book of the Prophets. Now, all we know for certain about the prophet Joel is his name. In Hebrew term means the Lord is God. In the story, Joel brings a message from God to the people of Israel that the day of the Lord, or the day of judgment, was near. Joel prophesied of the day of the Lord. It's believed to be connected to Amos' prophecy, which Amos made 2 years before the earthquake of Uriah's time. The day of judgment was a day of darkness and gloom, a day filled with thick clouds and deep darkness. The story says that out of the darkness, like dawn spreading across the mountains, a mighty army of locusts, caterpillars, palmer worms, and kanky worms appeared. The flying locust causing a large shadow to be cast over the face of the land by blocking out the rays of the sun, while the caterpillar, the palmer worm, and the kanky worms blanket the ground. Now, in case you don't understand why these insects were so harmful to the land, I want you to picture what each one of these insects do. Not only are they annoying, but they feast on crops. So these insects in Joel's story came to the land of Israel to destroy the beauty of the land by eating the grass, the trees, and the flowers. They attempted to create hunger by eating crops like corn and fruit. They were like what we heathens. Now, the Western Dictionary defined a heathen as a person who does not know about the worship the God of the Bible. Job compared the locusts to tiny horses because they run fast. He said their teeth are as sharp as a lion. They rumble like wagons drawn by horses, or like the roar of a fire sweeping across a field, or perhaps like a mighty army moving into battle. Insects inhabit the lands of Israel to create a war. Their mission was to damage the land and place doubt of God's power within the hearts of the people who lived there. So in means of helping the people survive the war, pray to God, and then warn the people that the Lord would send his army to fight for their justice. He said, there is hope only if the people would turn to the Lord with all their heart. The Lord would listen to their cries and save them from destruction, and by restoring the harvest and assuring everybody that he is indeed their God. The Lord would even help them to understand the future through his spirit. He would protect them, preserve their innocence on Mount Zion. Job's message to the people is that it is not too late to turn to the Lord, to ask for forgiveness of all sin, and to receive his blessings again. God has called to us to repent, fast, pray, and to seek unto him for mercy. He promised upon remorse that he would remove the judgment and restore unto us all good things. Everyone must mend one and mourn for one, and then we shall be mended. Repenting is what Lord our God requires of us. Repenting consists of us showing outward expression of sorrow, but the outward expression of sorrow must come from within our hearts. And so God says, render your heart and not your garment. In order to receive God's glory, we must be sorry that our sins have offered God, as well as ashamed and wrong ourselves. In God's time, folks worship idol gods. They created their own commandments. They made wine from the joy of getting drunk. Today, people are still breaking the commandments, making and selling drugs to get high, stealing, hating, and killing. Hate crimes are spreading into the neighborhood. Our youth are being led astray into the lines of crime, and our jails are overfilled. Just like the book of Joel said, our barns are in bad shape. With no grains to store in them, our cattle wander. They mourn for lack of pasture, and the sheep are suffering. Joel chapter 1, 18 verse. In order to cleanse our land, we must learn to repent. It is not too late. By rendering the broken and ashamed heart, God will not surprise. We have to renew ourselves and come home to God when we fall out with sin. It is time that we all find our way home. It is time for us to take our place as a servant of God. Remember, it is not our place to judge anyone for their sins, but to help lead the lost lamb back to God's pasture. The Bible says, I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you. What are the riches of his glory inherited among the saints? And what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us? who believe according to the work of his great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his right hand in the heavenly places. Far above all rules and authorities and power, the domain above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 to 21. Now tell it to your children, and let your children tell it to their children, and their children to the next generation. This is my God's commandment, that ye love one another as I love you. John 15, chapter 12, verse. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to you, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. God loves you.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Minister Rasa.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. God is merciful, kind, and caring. Return back to him or give yourself to the Lord. Invitation to discipleship. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto me but by the Father. Thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now find yourself a Bible-based church and give the pastor your hand and God your heart, and pay your tithes and offerings, and begin your fellowship with other believers. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We shall now have our communion ritual. Amen. The prayer of humble access. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness. But in thy manifold and great mercies, we are not worthy so much as to gather the crumbs under thy table. But thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful souls and bodies may be made clean by his death and washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him and he in us. Amen. The prayer of consecration. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of thy tender mercy did give us thy only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who may thereby his oblation of himself once offered a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute, and in his holy gospels command us to continue a perpetual memory of that his precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and grant that we receive in these, the creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Savior Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood. Who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take, eat, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remissions of sins. Do this as often as you shall drink it in remembrance of me." Amen. Let us repeat the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven, our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The bread that represents the body that was broken for you, you may take it and you may eat it together. The wine, which represents the blood that was shed for you on that great day, you may take it and you may drink it together. Amen. My Father's children, as you partake of this holy sacrament, always remember that you partake of this sacrament and you believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord. Not only is Jesus Lord, that you believe that when Jesus returns, that you will reign with him. You believe that you are one of his disciples. So I challenge you to stand, to rise, and to tell this dying world about a living Savior named Jesus. Amen. Amen. And amen. We shall now have our doxology. Brother Tony, will you bless us, please, sir?
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Before we close, I always want to give a special shout out and some love to HubNet Online Network, amen, which makes this show possible, amen. And I want to just to tell you, Brother Akim, we are praying for you and your family in your time of loss, and may God continue to bless you and keep you.
Thank you so much, sir. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen. Reverend Pat, I yield to you. Amen. Will you please bless us with the benediction?
The Lord blesses you and keeps you.
The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you all. We are signing off. Have a wonderful day.
is Jesus. I know that he is able.
I know that.